The first reading is a reading from the book of Zechariah. I, Zechariah, raised my eyes and looked, and there was a man with a measuring line in his hand. I asked, "Where are you going?" He answered, "To measure Jerusalem, to see how great is its width and how great is its length." Then the angel spoke with me, advanced, and another angel came out to meet him and said to him, "Run, tell this to that young man. People will live in Jerusalem as long as though in open country, because of the multitude of men and beasts in their midst. But I will be for her an encircling wall of fire, says the Lord, and I will be the glory in her midst. Sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. See, I am coming to dwell among you, says the Lord. Many nations shall join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they shall be his people, and he will dwell among them. And he will dwell among you." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, proclaim it on distant isles and say, "He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Then the virgin shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. While they were all amazed at his every deed, Jesus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to what I am telling you. The Son of Man is going to be handed over to men." But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them, so that they would not understand it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, when we listen to the Gospel, Jesus begins, and the Gospel writer tells us that they were all amazed at the things that Jesus did. And then Jesus says, "Pay attention, I'm going to be handed over to men," which means he was going to die. And so here's the two things. One is that in our own lives, we got to make sure that we don't become complacent to the things and the deeds that Jesus has done for us. I'd encourage you, if you want something to do, write a notebook or keep just take a piece of paper and start writing all the things that God in his love for you has done for you. And just start reflecting on your life about how Jesus has been present. And just focus on those deeds and praise God for those deeds. And then praise God for his ultimate deed. He was handed over to men and he died to pay for your sins, to pay for my sins. This basic reality of who Jesus is for us is that which should focus, our whole life should be focused on, and we should be so grateful for every day. Even if we're down, if we're depressed, if things aren't going our way, we sit there and think, all the great things that God has done for me, and he humbled himself before us, and he died on the cross to take away our sins. How blessed we are. May you know that blessing. May you know his love. Be in wonder of all his deeds for you and of his great humility. God bless your day.